Right, let's do surfing.
Here's your morning surf report with Eco Warrior James Pribram on KX93.5.
He's warrioring. He's been out warrioring this weekend. He warrioring. He doing some warrioring this weekend then?
I'm on strike.
There's a warrior strike on.
I'm on strike.
What's going to happen to us all?
I don't know.
We'll need warriors. Wow. Hey, I just heard you saying to Laura Buckle, there's sharks in the water.
There is.
What?
You got a hair shark on your head.
I'm having a bad hair day, James.
You have the perfect hair for radio.
Thank you.
You can just put that in a ponytail and clip the end. You wouldn't even be able to tell.
I don't like the ponytail. People tell me that the man bun is very popular at the moment, but it makes me look like a big fat sumo wrestler.
The man bum?
That's what they used to call me in school.
The man
the man bum.
Here comes the man bum.
You're the eco warrior. I'm the man bum.
No, I'm the emo warrior.
The emo warrior, that's right.
And you're the man bum.
Some actor or other wears one of those. Somebody's got a funny name. I forget his name now. He was in that movie about the...
They're doing a documentary about you.
The man bum. James Pribram's crying with laughter. Right now.
We'll be right back.
Very funny. The man bum.
I'm crying. I need a hug.
I'm going to come over there and give you a cuddle in a minute.
No. I might end up with hair like yours.
Just a bit too hard, so you squeak.
The man bum.
Yeah, it's very good. Very funny.
Sorry.
So I don't wear...
Did that upset you?
Ponytails. No, ponytails on a man, I don't know, it makes me feel like sort of his fifth grade geography teacher. I don't like it. It's trying to be cool or something. But the man bun, that's a thing that's just... It's very difficult for me to understand. It just looks silly.
So anyways, I don't think it's going to rain today.
You know what? These breaks, it's great fun for you and I to do this. But I think what we should do is we should play a song.
We should probably try to come back and be serious. Right. Good luck.
No, it's good. We've gone 2 minutes and 50 seconds. Now.
That's today's weather and surf.
Yeah. Thanks.
From the emo warrior.
Back tomorrow.
And the director. The man bum.
Let's do this song by the Surf Addicts.
Oh, I love the Surf Addicts.
Right.
Oh, no. Where's No Sleep Till Brook Street.
When Jar comes.
Oh, no Sleep Till Brook comes. Street.
Who's Jar and why is he coming?
Jar. No Sleep Till Brook Street. Surf Addicts.
I don't have it. I've got this. I'm going to play this and then we'll come back and talk more. You do an actual surf report, right?
If you're lucky.
Okay.
astray. He's coming for you, he's coming for me. Irene. He's coming for you, he's coming for me. Cannot find my way. Light up ahead. This ain't no way we said.
KX93.5.
Surfers. Surfers. Surfers.
Stoked.
What's that?
I don't know.
I just found a thing that just said surf on it, so I used
Oh, wow. Stoked, bro.
Stoked, brah.
Check it out.
Hey, gnarly. Is that a word people use now? No?
Your hair's gnarly.
Do people say that?
You know what's weird? I've been thinking I need a haircut, and then I come in, I look at your hair, and I'm
you've
like,
you've got that like, who's that? Who's the actor from the early 20th century who famously had a very large appendage? He was very famous, very famous. He was a swashbuckler.
Who?
Oh, I've forgotten his name now. Call in with his name.
Call
949-715-5936.
Call us. Drop some knowledge.
I want to say Chet something or Chad or something. So, I don't know. He was very famous. He famously had a large... And he was here. He was. He came to town.
He had a large what?
You know.
What?
Yeah.
When?
Yeah, he did.
Where?
But it was the 1930s, so who knows.
In the 30s?
Everything was bigger than...
I didn't even know they had those things in the 30s.
Let's do weather and surf, because it's going to be a weekend of weather, isn't it, James?
You sound so serious. It's going to be a weekend of weather.
I'm gonna think of the name while you're doing that. Go on. Go ahead.
I don't think it's going to rain today, sadly enough. And I don't know. It's kind of partly cloudy. I think it's going to clear a little bit. Yeah, I'm going with a high today of 64. A little blustery. Can you say that? Blustery?
Yeah, you can. It's a good word.
No, can you?
I can say blustery, yeah.
Yeah.
Squally is a word that
they use. We can have southwest wind all day, all right. 5 to 10 miles an hour. Maybe a little bit stronger, which is good because it's warming up our water. And our water temp is currently about 62, which isn't too bad. And the tide is currently going out to 12:50 p.m. 0.3. High tide this evening, 7:11 p.m., a 5.6. Surf today, not really happening. Pretty small. Little west wind swell. Maybe 1 to 2 feet. And no, not really even a 3 foot set, but maybe later. And that's today's weather. And I'm going to say no showers today, unfortunately, but maybe overnight. But I'm sorry, I wasn't listening.
Because I'm trying to find, looking at the, I'm just searching the web for actors with the largest penises.
Whoa.
Yeah.
Can you say that?
Yeah, why not? I don't see why
Can
not.
Can you say it 3 times fast?
No. And but the thing about that is that I'm not going to say it again because it's, you know, it's a dodgy word. But
from a dodgy,
I can't find the like this. It's an old guy that I'm thinking of. Like he's dead now, he's gone. He's over for him. But the list right now for the modern world is Tommy Lee, obviously, Tom Jones, Robin Thicke, Leonardo DiCaprio, famously, Liam Neeson, Mark Wahlberg, Jamie Foxx. Huey Lewis apparently makes the list. Also, Chris Brown, Chris Isaac, and Colin Farrell. David Beckham
has the smallest.
I don't know. It doesn't say. Just I don't know.
I'm raising my hand.
Yeah, I know you are. And
I'm waiting for the teacher to call on me.
Go on.
I just want to know, what did you actually Google to find out that information?
Largest penises in Hollywood.
Wow.
James Pribber is here, and this is my last show, so goodbye. Yeah, I can't find it. Just, but I'll tell you what, though. I'm trying to find this famous actor with a big wiener.
Hey, what was the name of that last song?
That song was called Never Be the Same.
Exactly.
Are you joking?
I'll never be the same after our last conversation about
appendages. Just tells you that, you know, being famous is great fun, I'm sure. And I'm sure people like it and they get the, you know, obviously money comes with it usually and all that stuff. But it's horrible that they, on the internet, there's like 100 million sites dedicated to celebrity wiener size.
Are you feeling inadequate?
Well, there's no, my name isn't mentioned. Put it that way.
I carry a big stick.
Then again, it's not. There are lots of websites dedicated to small wieners, and I'm not in there either. So that's all right. I don't mind that.
They refer to me as the guy with the big stick, and they refer to you as the man bum.
You are the big stick.
Hey, but that Surf Addict song earlier,
yeah,
that was a great song.
I know.
When I grew Jack up comes, with those guys.
Yeah, apparently they were big time in the 80s. Or 90s,
early
90s. Yeah.
Laguna's best garage band ever.
Are they still here at all? I mean, they must be still here. They're probably still living.
I think they're here as in they walk the earth still.
Yeah.
Yeah.
And they're not in Laguna?
I think they're scattered.
Yeah. In the diaspora. In the Surf Addict diaspora.
Wow.
Diaspora.
That's a big word.
I know. Thanks.
Hey, what about tonight? Laguna Hero Fest.
This is what I would like you to talk about briefly, please.
It's a great thing. They're premiering their movie, documentary movie, Laguna Heroes. Greg McGilvery, Chip McDermott, a lot of other people here in the Laguna Beach community that do their part. And down at 7 Degrees, it's always a great night. And, you know, a couple years ago, I was introduced. Well, I wasn't introduced, but they highlighted a group called Laguna Laughing Yoga.
Oh, yeah. These are the people that stand on street corners laughing. They're
on the beach.
On the beach.
And they did this little segment on him. It was so funny, and I love that. And to me, that just really resonates old Laguna Beach. You know, we used to have this collective group. Like, we used to have the skipper, this guy. He'd skip down the sidewalk from one end of Laguna to the other end. We had Spacey Tracy. Oh, we had so many.
Good characters.
You know, great characters. The original greeter. Now we have a new greeter.
Yeah, he's cool. I like the new greeter.
I like the new greeter. I don't know why he catches so much, could I say gruff?
Flack.
Flack?
Does he get flack? Why?
Kind of.
People not like him? Why?
I don't know.
He doesn't do any harm. He stands on the street with a hat on, waving.
I think he's hilarious. I like him.
He's lovely.
One time I was walking with my mom and dad, and, you know, he wears that little, like, sailor hat.
Yeah.
He rides by my mom and dad, and I. He's like, "Hey, J-Bo, how are you?"
No, he's really.
My
not.
Mom and dad looked at me like,
yeah. "Well, you know this guy?"
Yeah. You know, when the greeter knows you,
that's
you know,
big
you've,
time.
You've made it.
It's big time.
That's
Michael
big time.
Minatola. That's his name. And he used to come in with Tyler on the morning show and talk about stuff. I'll tell you what he does. He's a party gate crasher.
Hollywood crasher.
Have you seen his books of photographs?
It's awesome. I love that stuff.
He's got his photograph taken with Ronald Reagan. It's amazing.
Hollywood crasher.
He's amazing. He's really interesting guy.
You're amazing.
Guy. He's an interesting guy. I like him. And there was a bunch of people. There was like, when I first got here, which isn't that long ago, really. It's 2000. There was a guy, we used to call him Fat Man Little Guitar. Because he was a fat man.
Fat man, little guitar.
He was a fat man with a little guitar.
Oh, are we going back to little guitars?
He was like, it wasn't a ukulele. It was just a little guitar.
That's pretty good. You came full circle on that.
It was great.
You came back to our topic.
Thanks.
Topic of the day.
So tonight is Hero Fest at 7 Degrees. What time does it start?
VIP get-togethers at 6:30 to 7:30, and then general public 7:30 to 9:30.
There's a $20 donation if you could, please, for just to help them keep this thing going, if you could go to that thing. Food and drink will be available. There's a film about these various... Now, who's that? It's Greg McGilvery. Yourself, you're being not honoured.
Chip McDermott.
Chip McDermott. The lady that did the kelp beds, Dr...
Nancy Caruso.
Is she in? Yeah, she's in. Yeah.
She's great. Yeah. I like Nancy.
Yeah.
She was on Billy's show last week, Laguna.
She's very nice, although you know how I feel about kelp.
How do you feel about kelp?
I'm not happy about kelp. I don't like it.
How do you really feel about it?
It's slimy.
Kind of like you in that hair.
All right, so that's tonight at 7 Degrees. You know what? You deserve it, mate. And good on everybody, all the people. There's a lot of non-profits in town, and everybody works very hard to, you know, because everybody's competing for the same dollar, really. And it's really cool. And it's nice that people get nominated and honored this way in town. We're a friendly little town, aren't we, really?
It's just great. I mean, honestly, it's a fun night. It's always inspiring seeing and hearing other people's work and being inspired. I mean, you know, that's why we live here. Laguna
you
Beach
inspire
is
me, buddy. You've inspired me.
Now perspire.
I'm, now,
perspire.
I'm, now I'm enrolled in your inspirational world. I feel like anything, it's a world of possibilities with James Pribram. Yeah. Hey, I've got a new sponsor, just briefly before we go. I've got a new sponsor for my full English breakfast show on Sundays.
Really?
It's the British Hair Company.
You're
in town.
You're on here on Sunday?
Yeah, Sunday morning, 9
they
till 10.
They let you on Sunday?
Yeah, it was my first show.
Oh, well, you are the director.
Of course.
Director could do anything he likes. Yeah.
So, new sponsor. We're thinking
of
ideas. Are
you plugging your own show right now?
We wanted to know. We're thinking of ideas to do, like, for the, you know, to do, like, words that's to do with hairdressing that we could do as, like, games or things like that. And I'm thinking of having you on and doing James Pribram's Permanent Wave.
Oh,
what do you
wow.
think about that?
That sounds wonderful.
Tongs and thongs.
Tongs and thongs.
Bring your wife in a thong and we'll give her some tongs. I don't know.
All
right,
hey,
we got to go.
Speaking of
Five
shows,
seconds.
Speaking of shows.
When's yours?
You're on mine next week.
All right, I'll be there.
I'm off tonight.
Okay.
I'm
going to
be
week.
At the Laguna Hero Fest.
Brilliant.
You're
Have
brilliant.
Fun. We missed it. Look, there's the vocal.
Goodbye, love.
Bye. Thanks, James.
Still the same, and the sound.